The Rambam begins all his svarim b'shem Hashem kel olam. He quotes the pasuk more fully in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, midway through Halacha Gimel. Avraham Avinu runs away from our custom. To get away from Nimrod. Nasa lo nes v'yotza v'choron v'hiska l'amod v'likros v'kol godo l'chol ha'on v'lehudion sheyesh alo ka'echo l'chol ha'olam v'lo ro'wi la'avod. So whereas when he was in Orkastim, they weren't receptive to Avraham Avinu's teaching. He was polemicizing with them. It was Laurel Dini Mohim. Mashen Kane, once he left and got to Choron, and certainly once he gets to Eretz Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael, so then there he doesn't have to polemicize. There's more openness, there's more receptivity. So Avraham Avinu, his Lama, the Likros, for Kol Gadol, he was looking to announce, to broadcast, to disseminate as far and wide as possible. V'hodiyah sheyesh alo ka'echa b'chol ha'olam v'lo ro'i l'avod. To teach Emunah b'Hashem and what it means to be Oved Hashem. V'hoi mahalech v'koryo m'kavi tza'om me'ir l'ir m'mamlocha m'mamlocha ad she'gila etz kanan v'hu kori. And he continued this as he made his way to Eretz Yisrael, Shanema Vayikra Shem B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. So B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam means that to invoke Hashem means that the Rambam says here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah to teach Emunah B'Hashem and how to be Oved Hashem. And that's what the Rambam, that was the Rambam's goal in everything he did. That was his goal in Mishnah Torah. That was his goal in the Mishnah. And hence, everything opens with B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. Oz la'ir v'osh v'habiti al kol mitzvosecha. The Rambam writes in a tshuva that his chibur is the first since Chazal that encompasses all chalkei Torah, all dinei Torah, all chalkei Torah. Oz la'ivosh v'habiti, again, the word that the Rambam is clearly emphasizing here is the kol, right? The kol mitzvosecha. That this is the hagdama to Mishnah Torah, which encompasses kol haTorah kula. Kol mitzvah shenitnu l'Moshe b'Sinai b'feirushan nitnu. Shenema ve'etna l'cha esluchos so eben v'haTorah v'haMitzvah. Torah is a Torah shebachsav, u'mitzvah zeh peirushan. V'tzivanu l'asos haTorah al pi haMitzvah, u'mitzvah zo hi ha'nikra es Torah shebal peh. So there's a basic question that anyone, and therefore the Chazal and the Gedolei Rishonim confronted it. How do you understand? How do you explain the pasuk? What is mitzvah as distinct from Torah? What's Torah as distinct from mitzvah? Torah consists of mitzvahs. So what does it mean? Ve'etna l'cha alei alei ahara. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if it was a written invitation, an e-bike, whatever, somehow rather Kadosh Baruch Hu conveys the invitation to Moshe Rabbeinu that alei alei ahara. Ve'etna l'cha es luchos ha'evan. Okay, so we know what the luchos ha'evan are. That's clear. The luchos. Ve'hatar ve'amitzvah. So you see the Ramban in the Hakdama to the Perush al Torah, he gives his pshat in the pasuk. But the Rambam says, no, the pshat is that Torah refers to Torah Shebal Tzav, and the mitzvah refers to Torah Shebal Peh. How does mitzvah, I mean, again, it's clear sort of how that resolves the difficulty in the pasuk. Why does mitzvah sort of have that connotation of perusha? Because it's the perush which enables the kiyum of mitzvah. So lo sasecha malacha. What's a malacha? What's a malacha? Ukchatem laos al yadecha v'hoyu l'tatofos ben enecha. So where on the hand? Where what? So the perush is what makes the mitzvah actionable. What makes the mitzvah something that can be fulfilled. And therefore, given that, and given its juxtaposition to Torah, so mitzvah has the sense of perush. That's what the Rambam is saying. But the Rambam apparently feels this is sufficiently compelling. He could have brought, again, further proof. He doesn't, because he doesn't think it's necessary. But if you take a look at the beginning of Hilchos Shchita, based on the Gemara in the second paragraph of Chulin, Zvicha zo ha'amura b'Torah stam. Torah says that if you want to eat meat, so v'zavachta. What does v'zavachta mean? Zvicha zo ha'amura b'Torah stam, without any detail. Tzarech l'farisha sevaleda be'ezem mokom min ha'behem ha'shochten, v'kama shiur ha'shchita, u'be'ezem dov ha'shochten, u'mosai shochten, v'hechon shochten, וכיצד שוחטן, ומהן הדברים המפסידים לעשה שחיתו, ומיהו השוחט, ועל כל הדרכים האלו ציוונו בתורה ועומר, וזבחת מבכוח ומצומך, כאשר ציווי שיחה, ואכלת בשריך. שכל הדברים האלו, but what do you mean כאשר ציווי שיחה? We don't find any of this in the Chumash. וזבחת כאשר ציווי שיחה. You should carry out the שחיתה, you should implement the שחיתה, Kasha tzivisicha, but none of this is none of this is in the Chumash. Shekol adram ha'elu al peh tzivo b'hen kishor tar shabal peh shehi ha'nikreis mitzvah k'mo shebe'arnu b'tchilas chivo zeh. So here in this pasuk, it's basically mefurish that the tzivisicha means bal peh. Because the Torah references v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, and it's referencing something which there's a kasher tzivisicha, there's a reference to something which is not in the Torah Shebal Peh. Right? The Torah is referencing v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, it's referencing what doesn't appear, what doesn't exist in the Torah Shebal Peh. So again, the Kesem Mishnah records the Gemara Chulin. So al korchach, the kasher tzivisicha is al peh. Why didn't the Rambam sort of mention this in the Hakdama to bolster his pshat in mitzvah? Presumably, the Rambam thinks that the pshat is compelling enough without this. That just minei uvei, again, the juxtaposition of mitzvah to Torah, and the need to distinguish, that itself, the Rambam thinks, just minei uvei is compelling. Okay. Kol haTorah kosma Moshe Rabbeinu kodem sheyomis b'chsav yado, v'nasan sefer l'choshevet v'sefer, v'sefer echa nisanohu bo'oron ein. שנאמר לקוח ספר התורה הזאת, ושמתם עושה מצד מצד ומבס לשם לוקח, ובואו יש להם בכל העת. What is the Rambam adding with the phrase "b'chsav yado"? He didn't do the silk screen, Sefer Torah.
He actually, he wrote the whole thing. It wasn't the
silk screen Sefer Torah.
I mean, it wasn't, but presumably that's not what the Rambam
has in mind. That he didn't try to forge someone else's natural handwriting. He didn't make it look like Aaron Cohen's sefers. It looked like his own sefers. What does Rambam want with that phrase "b'chsav yado"? So let's leave that for a moment. The hamitzvah she perish haTorah lo kosva el tziva bal lizkenim v'le Yeshua l'shol kol Yisrael. Shenama es kol adam asher anochi mitzave eschem also sishmu lasos lo sosef ala v'le sigva mimenu. So it's clear, right, that this pasuk expresses the idea that the Rambam said that he didn't write it because Asher Anochi Mitzave Eschem Loshon Tzivoy, based on HaTorah VaMitzvah, Loshon Tzivoy now has that connotation of Baal Peh, right? What the Rambam is saying here, if you would parachute into this part of the Rambam, so it would be nonsensical, right? What do you see in that pasuk? That Eis Kol Adam Asher Anochi Mitzave Eschem Oso Sishmu Lasos L'Seisa V'Lo L'Sigma Mimenu. Where do you see that he didn't write it down, that he just said it Baal Peh? No, maybe he wrote the Tzivoy down. Tzivoy just means the command, right? No, so it's quite, no, the Rambam is following up, right? In light of the Pasuk, V'Etna L'Chas Luchas Evan V'HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, where mitzvah clearly connotes what's not written down, so then, in light of that, so that's the pshat in this pasuk as well. I mean, here comes an eisenakash. Let's reread. The hamitzvah she perish haTorah lo kosva el tzivo bo lizkenim v'li Yeshua u'l'shor kol Yisrael. Shenama eis kol adam she anochi mitzav ve'eschem osas ish v'lasos osas v'al v'sazik v'menu u'mneza nikreis Torah sheval peh. This line in the Rambam, l'chora, seems to be upside down, inside out. The Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu orally communicated the Perush HaTorah, and that's why it's called Torah Sheval Peh. No. It was intrinsically intended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Torah Sheval Peh, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu orally transmitted it. It's just backwards. It's like this
what I was saying.
Kol ha-mitzvah she-nitna lo l'moshe b'sinai b'ferusha nitna. She-nama v'etnacha es luchos v'etnacha l'cho es luchos ha-eben v'ator v'ha-mitzvah. Torah is ha-tor she-bachzav, u-mitzvah zeh perusha. וציוונו לעשות התורה על פי המצווה, ומצווה זו היא הנקרא ההיסטוריה שבעל פה. תורה שבכסב is תורה שבכסב. תורה שבעל פה is נקרא ההיסטוריה שבעל פה. And this is, we should have really stopped in our tracks right there.
There was a camera here. You get a letter with a $75 ticket.
We should have stopped in our tracks right there. What do you mean?
The
See, here's the one. Tavash Shebachsav, the phrase Tavash Shebachsav, Tavash of Tavash Shebachsav, Mitzvah Zah Perusha. If one is looking to describe and define the Chefza, so there's Tavash Shebachsav, and this perush, Moshe L'Ma'adav Adom. Moshe L'Ma'adav Adom. Let's say you're talking to someone who has no background, and you take a printed chumash, a chumash with Rashi, you open up the chumash, and you show him here on the top, in the regular font, the regular print, is that this is the text, and underneath it, in the funny squiggly font, is the commentary. Is the commentary. Text is, by definition, Torah Shebachsav. Commentary is neither Torah Shebachsav nor Torah Shebalpeh. It can be a Torah Shebalpeh. It can be a Torah Shebachsav. Mitzad v'cheftza, it's Torah Shebachsav, and it's Perush. Nochomo. Mitzad v'cheftza, it's Torah Shebachsav, and Perush. And that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei alai ahora, ve'etna l'cho as luchos evin v'hattor v'hamitzvah. I'm going to give you a text. Zu Torah Shebachsav, I'm going to give you a text. And I'm going to give you a commentary. Mitzad v'cheftza, if you think about it, and that's why this the Rambam says mitzvah zohi anikres Torah Shebal Peh, because in terms of capturing what the cheftza is, so the phrase Torah Shebal Peh doesn't really do that. Perush does. What does Torah Shebal Peh express? And what is Torah Shebal Peh expresses the Ofen HaMesira. It doesn't describe or define the Cheftza. No, what describes or defines the Cheftza is Perush. That's what I'm going to give you. The phrase Torah Shebal Peh expresses, it describes and defines not the cheftza, but rather the tzuras hamasira, the tzuras hamasara. Now hear this for a second. Mama's niflum of the rabbi. Niflum of. Hear this. Torah Shebachsav. The phrase Torah Shebachsav actually means two things. A, Torah Shebachsav means that the Cheftza is Torah Shebachsav. It also means that it's Nimsaris is Torah Shebachsav. Right? That's what the Rambam continues. They call the Torah Kosma Moshe Rabbeinu Kodem Sheyomis Bachsav Yado. That's what he's emphasizing. It's Moshe Rabbeinu was personally being Moser the Torah Shebachsav. How is he personally being Moser the Torah Shebachsav? He writes it. That's what the Ksav Yodo is emphasizing. Not that there's any Hava Amina that he could have done anything else. The point is that Moshe Rabbeinu was personally being Moser, the Torah Shebachsav, how? Bachsav. So the phrase Torah Shebachsav means two things. A, it describes and defines what the Cheftza Shel Torah is. B, it describes and defines how it's Nimsaris. It's Nimsaris Bachsav. The phrase Tarsha Balpeh only describes and defines the Tzuras HaMasorah. The Chafta is a Chafta Shal Perush. The Chafta, Perush doesn't mean Balpeh more than Bitsav. Perush Rashi is a Perush Rashi. Rashi wrote his Perush. Well, what's like this? Avada, Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended all along that the Torah Shebichsav would be Nimseres Bichsav, and the Mitzvah Zu Perusha would be Nimseres as Torah Shebichsav. That wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's discretion. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's decision. Avada, Avada. K'sov l'chos ha'dvar me'ela ke'al. Pi ha'dvar me'ela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan. But that notwithstanding, the chalos Torah Shebal Peh, it's being distinguished and differentiated from Torah Shebichsav in terms of Masorah only happens at the second stage. Because the initial stage of Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch gives Moshe Ben Torah Shebichsav, HaKadosh Baruch gives Moshe Ben Torah Shebal Peh. There's no difference. The difference emerges in how Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe to the next generation. And that's what the Rambam means when he says that Moshe Rabbeinu lo kosva el tzivu lo zkenin u'mutneza nikris Torah Shebal Peh. Not that, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu decided, oh, my wrist is so sore from writing whole Torah Shebal Peh. Ve'ad kaychus to write the whole Shisha Sidri Mishnah. So Mimele said about Peh, Mimele is called Torah Shebal Peh. No, but the chalos Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended it, but the chalos didn't happen. The chalos that distinguished in terms of Masorah Torah Shebichsav from Torah Shebal Peh, that didn't happen in the first link of Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael, of Moshe Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. There's no difference in the Masorah at that stage. Moshe Rabbeinu receives Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah Bereshis Bara Elokim, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah Me'im Asai Kar Neshama Varavim. There's no difference in the Masorah there. The difference in the Masorah is that Kol HaTorah Kosva Moshe Rabbeinu Kodem Shiyam Shvuchsev Yodah V'Nosah Tzev L'Chol Sheva. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe the Torah Shvuchsev. Torah Shvuchsev doesn't just tell you what the Chetza is, it also tells you how it's Nimsah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Shvuchsev. V'Hamitzvah, which defines what the Chetza is. Now we're going to find out what the Tzuras HaMasorah is. But in the first stage of Moshe Meir Hashem Elokei Yisrael, it's not different. And Kadosh Baruch Hu intended that. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him his marching orders, Avada. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's discretion or decision. But L'maisa, the Chalos, the Torah Shebal Peh, that this is what's Nimsar, that this is being Nimsar Bal Peh, that differentiation happens when it's Moshe Rabbeinu to the next generation. Niflum, oh, that was Niflum.
When Hashem gave Moshe the Luchos, Hashem that posted that Hashem wrote.
He wrote the Luchos.
So
whatever this means, but basically, why don't I go to Eshchora? But the Maisi, he didn't hand that to Moshe Rabbeinu. What Moshe Rabbeinu was handed were Luchos, v'hamichtav mechtav elokim. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Aseres HaDibros, but in terms of giving the Torah Shebichsav, he didn't give the Torah Shebichsav to Moshe Rabbeinu bichsav. He didn't hand Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get gift wrapped in our school chumash. Can't have everything in life. He wasn't gifted. He wasn't gifted, you know, with wrapping paper. Now, because Baruch Hu dictated it, so there's no difference in the Masorah. Again, Yitachin, whatever it means, Yitachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had written it down, whatever that means. You know, the Be'esh Levan al Gav Be'esh Shcho, whatever that means. But in terms of how it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote the Luchos. He gave Moshe Rabbeinu written Luchos. He didn't give Moshe Rabbeinu written Sefer Torah.
Is it only called Torah Shebal Peh once it has the potential to reach a place of Machlokas? Meaning, once, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Pirush, so it's coming Mipia Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, and then Moshe Rabbeinu hears it. But as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu says it to Yeshua and Pinchas and Elazar and whoever else was around, so then it has the, it's almost like a game of broken telephone, and like that, and that entire continuation of Torah Shabbat Peh, then that can split off into Machlokes. And is that also a difference between Pirush and Baal Peh? Because once it's Baal Peh, then it's given to your own, you can understand the facts, but the way in which you express it comes off differently from person to person.
The lechatchila, so lechatchila in the evidence here. The lechatchila potential for difference of opinion. The reason that is correctly associated with Torah Shabbat Peh, not Torah Shabbat Sav, is because the Torah Shabbat Peh is the Chachmei Torah Shabbat Peh charged with dealing with Dvarim She'enam Mefurashim. So there isn't a pasuk in Chumash that says an incandescent bulb on Shabbos is considered Havara. That there is no such pasuk in Chumash, nor for that matter was there such a, you know, as part of Mitzvah Zepirusha. So when the Chachmei Torah Shabbat Peh tackle that, so therefore there is room to have a difference of opinion, even with Chatchila. But that's only because the Torah Shabbat Sav doesn't expand. The Torah Shabbat Sav is, other words, Moshe and Cain, you know, again, not in the sense that the Rambam uses the term Torah Shabbat Peh, in the sense that we use the term Torah. The Rambam wouldn't use Torah Shabbat Peh, doesn't expand either. Torah Shabbat Peh for the Rambam, as we've discussed, just means Perush and Mekubalim. So that doesn't expand either. So the Machlokas is in the third area, as in Gemara, is in Talmud, because that third area of Torah deals with Dvarim She'enam Mefurashim. So that's where you, L'chatchila, have the... But again, for the Rambam, that's not even Torah Shabbat Peh either. Torah Shabbat Peh for the Rambam just means Perush and Mekubalim. It means v'katzosas kafa, means don't cut off a hand, and kriyatzodah means it means an esrog, etc. Vas ishkar and kisecha liznos means not that she's not a pnuya, she's at some degree of eshes ish, etc. So for the Rambam, there's no more potential for machlokas, and again, for Torah Shabbat Peh, the Rambam uses it narrowly, not the way we do. The Rambam uses it just for Perushim and Kabbalim, so there's no more potential for Torah Shabbat. In order to have Machlokas there, you would have to have Shechacha. But the Rambam says Perushim and Kabbalim are not forgotten. In order to have, Machlokas with Torah Shabbat Peh, we'd also have to have Shechacha. You'd have to lose all these Sefer Torah and then not remember how a word was written. Again, we use Torah Shabbat Peh differently than the Rambam. We use it to include not only Perushim and Kabbalim, but Gemara. And there, yes, there you have room for difference of opinion, even with Chatzila, because you're dealing with Dvarim She'enam Mefurashim.
Just to clarify, does that mean that the way the Rambam learns, let's say, the first Mishnah Brachos, that isn't that just a machlokas now, metzias of what did Klal Yisrael do in the Midbar about Zman Kriyat Shema?
The Rambam says that all mitzvahs were given b'ferushan, but on the other hand, this he talks about more in the Hagdama to Perush Mishnayos. I don't think does he have it here? I don't think so. I don't think he has it here. But Yeah, he does have it here, sorry. If you take a look, if you're looking in the Frankel, it's on the Omid Beis of the Hakdama, towards the bottom of the right-hand column, around 7-8 lines from the bottom. And if you're looking on the computer, V'chein kol echad v'echad, if you find the words V'chein kol echad v'echad. You have it on the side? V'chein kol echad v'echad? V'chein kol echad v'echad kosev l'atzma kifikocha mibir ator mehilcho ser kamosha shama ומדברים שנשחד שבכל דור ודור בדינים שלא לומדו מפי השמוע אל במידו משלושה עשר מידוס וסכים עליהן באזן הגודל. So for the Rambam, there was some dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and told us, some of the basic dinim of each mitzvah, but not necessarily all the dinim. Some other dinim that there was were nishad shu through the midos shatan and drashas b'hem. So therefore the answer is no, lav dafka. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and said, b'shoch b'cha doesn't mean when you're taking a nap in the middle of the day, b'shoch b'cha means, the nighttime sleep. That's what it's associated with. Did he say, it's only when people are going to sleep, or it's when people are sleeping? Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't. That's why, for instance, when you look in the Hagdama to Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam there illustrates what it means b'Perush Hanitnu with the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the pasuk of Sukkah stesh v'shivas yamim, and then he told Moshe Rabbeinu what materials you use for stach, etc. And you look, so for instance, he doesn't mention, one of the Hilchos Sukkah that Rambam doesn't mention, there's Tassav Lomanosa. So apparently Tassav Lomanosa was something that enough nami, so until the Tassav Lomanosa would be an example of the Dvarim Sheneschad Shu B'chol Dor V'Dor, B'dinim Shel Lomdo Mipi HaShmua, Ela B'mida Mishlo Shesve Midos. So for that reason, the answer is Lav Dov. Sefer Echad Ram says Nisanohu Ba'oron La'eit Shenema Lakalach Eis Sefer HaTorah Hazos V'samtem Oso Mitzal Aron Birs Hashem Elokecha V'hoi Hashem B'chol La'eit. The very last halach in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Rambam writes, Kol misha yeshev lifnei Sefer Torah, yeshev bekovid rosh, ube'ema v'fachad, shehu ha'ed ha'neman al kol bo'ya olam, shenema v'ho yishon b'chol le'ed. So So this I heard from my brother Shem Kom Domo. So whereas the Rambam in the Hagdama says that V'hoya Shem B'chol Eid refers specifically to that Sefer Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote and placed in the Oron, that the Rambam here in Hilchos Sefer Torah says V'hoya Shem B'chol Eid refers to every Sefer Torah. That's true of every Sefer Torah. It's not true only of the Sefer Torah Shekhasa Moshe Rabbeinu. It's true of every Sefer Torah, because that's what the Rambam is saying. That kol mi sheyeshu v'nei Sefer Torah, lav dafka Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah, nothing about any Sefer Torah. So yeshu v'kovid roshu v'ema v'pachat shu ha'ed ha'nem al kol boi ha'olam shenam v'rishon b'chol la'ed. Ha'ad kan dvorov. But l'maisa, the perspective on that is that there are kama examples where the Rambam gives multiple pshatim in psukim. So it's not a question of the Rambam being sosa himself, it's that the Rambam says psukim again are to be interpreted on multiple levels. So for instance, just to give one example. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, in Perek Hei, the Rambam says there are three types of Chil Hashem. One Chil Hashem is when the din is Yehoreg Val Yavor, and the person is Over, not Nereg, so then that's a Chil Hashem. The second type of Chil Hashem if a person doesn't experience a taiva, a yetzahara to do an avera, and afal picheni, and he does the avera anyway, no one's being ma'anis him. He doesn't have any natural taiva. It's not like he sees a piece of meat and he's very hungry and it looks succulent. It is succulent, and so he gives in to the taiva. No, the absent taiva. A person does an aveira. Absent taiva and absent onus. A person does an aveira. So by default, that's lachis. Hareza machal as Hashem. L'fichach ne'ema b'shvua shakev v'chilalta Hashem elokecha ani Hashem. And that's why lo sishavu v'shmil ha'shakev v'chilalta Hashem Hashem Elokecha, that's why Shvua Sheker is associated with Chil Hashem, because Shvua Sheker is an example of an Aveira where if a person isn't nanas to do it, there's no taiva to be Nishma HaSheker but B'Shem Hashem. There's no taiva to do it. Right, so that's the pshat. The Rambam writes in Perek Yedaleh of Hilchos Shavuos, "Kishem shishvur shav v'sheker b'losasei, kach mitzvus esei sheyishava mishen eschayev shvur v'vezdin b'shem, shenamu b'shmot tishaveya zo mitzvus esei." So even before the Rambam elaborates, which he's about to do, you see from the Kishem that the Rambam says there's a symmetry between the isser of shvur shav v'sheker on the one hand, and the mitzvus esei of being nishva truthfully. When a person's neschayev shvua of uvishmoti shaveya. So what's the kashem? So the Rambam elaborates. Shehashvua b'shmo hagodol v'hakadosh midarkei ha'avodahi. V'hido v'kiddush godol hu lihishava b'shmo. It's a kiddush Hashem. For a person's neschayev shvua in Bezdin, it's a kiddush Hashem to be nishba b'Hashem. What's the kiddush Hashem? What does it mean? What's the difference between saying something and swearing something? What's the difference between saying, I don't owe you $50, and between swearing that I don't owe you $50? So shvua means to say something in the most absolute sense possible. That's what it means, right? Colloquially, that's what it means also. The difference between saying, I'm telling you this, or I swear to it, is that when the person says I swear to it, means I'm telling you this in the most absolute sense. Like, I can't tell it to you more absolutely than by swearing. So when a person is nishma b'Hashem, and when he invokes Shem Hashem, so what he's saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute. Which is why when I want to affirm or deny something absolutely, so then I invoke Shem Hashem. So that's why it's a Kiddush Hashem, because the invoking Shem Hashem as a way of affirming or denying something with maximum absoluteness shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute. Now, the clear implication here is that the reason the Shvuah Shav, the Shvuah Shekir, is a Chilul Hashem, is because you take HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the absolute, and associate his name with the Shekir. So the same way, I'm doing the Rambam's Kashem backwards now, right? So the same way taking the Shvuah's Emes is a Kiddush Hashem, because you correctly invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu you invoke his name in context of stating something which is absolutely true. So that same logic dictates that to invoke Shem Hashem with something which is false is a Chilul Hashem. So why does the Torah speak about Chilul Hashem b'Shvuah Shekir? Not because it's an example of an Aveira which a person does a lo te'ova. No, because of this logic. So which is it? Well, the pasuk means both. Psukim were intended to mean more than one thing at times. Psukim are intended to mean more than one thing. So that's the perspective one should have on this halacha, that the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Ha'isham B'chol Eid here in the Hagdama as referring to Bedavka to the Sefer Torah Shekasa of Moshe Rabbeinu, and later in Hilchos Sefer Torah as referring to any Sefer Torah. So what's the pshat? The pshat is it means both. It's not a stira. If it can only mean one thing, so then it's a stira. But you have kama examples where the Rambam says different, just in Mishnah Torah alone, where the Rambam says different pshatim in psukim. The psukim are intended to mean more than one thing. So in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, he tells you the meaning which is relevant in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah. In Hilchos Shavuos, he tells us the meaning which is relevant in Hilchos Shavuos.